This is Mornings with Chief Apostle, your trusted source in apostolic and prophetic revelation.
When Jesus died on the cross, the veil was rent, the law was over. It's amazing to me to see all these brothers putting on all these clothes, the rings and the chains around their necks and putting hoods on their heads. All that is over. That was diminished in the when Jesus died on the cross. God's not looking for preachers to wear certain kind of garments. Somebody shout with me today. And many of them are following the Catholic tradition. My God, Lord, somebody help me here. That have all of those hoods and all of those symbols and all of those things, and you don't even understand what they have created, and you're following them to try to act like you got something on you. It's not what's on you, it's what's in you. And many of you wear nice-looking religious clothes, and you look like something on the outside, but your heart is messed up. Lord Jesus, good morning, Michael. My God, good morning, Jacqueline. My God. And you are following people. Tell me where God said put a chain around your neck and put a cross on your heart. My God, tell me where God said put a ring on your finger to represent the bishopric. Tell me where God said there's a certain shirt you ought to wear or a certain collar you ought to put on your neck. Find me one scripture. Somebody help me here. My God, people are going backwards. They're going into the divination. They're going into religion and stuff that God never called us to get into. My God, the saints are different. They are the ecclesia. They don't smell like, look like, act like nobody else. That's why you know who they are. They don't have clothes on that make them special. They're not special because of clothes. They're special because of heart. Be ye holy. My God, I don't care what color shirt you have on. If your heart's not right, your shirt can't help you. Somebody help me here. I know I'm deep in it this morning. Good morning, Timothy. Good morning, Jacqueline. Jessica, good morning. My God, I'm coming to tell you that there are people teaching us stuff that God is not into. There are people teaching us stuff that God has not called us to walk into, and it's unfortunate that we are allowing those Judaizers to come and teach us stuff that God, that's right, we're setting the house in order. My God, that's what we're doing. Don't get mad because I'm sharing the Bible with you. I want you to understand that we've been lied to. Why aren't we blessed? Why aren't we walking into victory? Because we've been sold a bill of goods. My God, somebody better shout with me this morning. Set the house in order. It's real. That's right. That's right, Christina. That's right. It is real. The order is real. Without order, you can't do anything. But we don't know order, my God, because a bunch of rebellious people who left their father's house in rebellion and took the father's sheep and started a work and disconnected themselves from their father, now they don't have nobody over them and they have a direct access to the spirit of divination and the demonic influence that's controlling them. And that is the reason why they are lying, they are stealing, they're cheating, they're doing all kinds of things because their father is the enemy and not the Father God. God never called whoremongers to go pastor no church. Somebody help me. What you should do is get that whoremongering spirit delivered out of you before you talk about you call the pastor. What you should do is get your heart right. Why you have to put clothes on? You have to look like what you're not. Somebody better shout with me. Oh, good morning, Prophet Delaney. Lord Jesus, come on here, Prophet. Emerson, good morning. You need to recognize and realize it ain't in the Bible. I don't care what you say. You can make it holy looking all you want, but it's not in the Word of God. The Bible says, and I want you to understand Acts chapter 15, because if you don't understand what's going on here, you're not going to understand what we have to deal with as apostles. My God, my God. I want you to look up two words in the Bible. I want you to look up the word pastor, and I want you to look up the word apostle. And tell me how many times the word pastor appears and how many times the word apostle appears. Lord have mercy. And why are we not understanding that Jesus is an apostle, sent from the first God? You don't understand the principle of the first, because the principle of the first starts with God. And God said to you to give him a first offering. Lord, somebody better shout with me right now. And you stuck on the last offering, which is the tenth, which is the tithe, which is the smallest amount. My God. The tenth goes to the priest. My God. The first goes to God. But you don't understand God is first. You don't understand who God is. And that's the reason why you rob him, because you don't understand who he is. If you put God first, what did Jesus say in Matthew 6? Seek first. My God. It's an order. It's a ranking. No. Don't seek church first. Seek the kingdom first. My God, come on. You can't be a preacher if you hadn't sought the kingdom first, because the kingdom is righteousness. Oh, Lord, that means you're going to get your heart right before you start pastoring. If you are caught up into all kinds of things that the Bible says you ought not be doing, then before you can pastor, you should get your heart right. You should seek the kingdom. It should give you some righteousness. Hello, somebody. My God, my God, my God, my God. The reason why so many pastors are leaving the ministry, because their hearts are not right. The reason why so many are dying, because their hearts are not right. The reason why so many are divorced is because their hearts are not right. Over 1,500 pastors a month leave the ministry. My God, something's wrong. Nothing wrong with being a pastor, but if your heart is right, then you don't have to worry about the onslaught, because the victory is there. And if you have a first in your life, fourth, if you have a first in your life, most of what you're facing, you won't have to face. Too many pastors are trying to face what they cannot face and do not have victory and power to defeat. My God, my God, my God. I got some shoes from Frank Delaney. I don't know what them shoes mean. You have to explain that to me, prophet. My God, good morning, Jan. How you feeling, dear? Mitchell, prophet, Apostle Mitchell, good morning. My God, I'm on something here today. Listen now, listen. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren, and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. You're not saved through fleshly circumcision. There are people who are teaching you how to do wrong and to violate the word of God. And they come from a certain group, and you think because they came from the group, that automatically qualifies them to be a spiritual leader. I'm not talking about an appointment. I'm talking about an anointment. God calls, not man. Men do appoint, and they are appointing all kinds of people. But God don't appoint everybody. God only has selected some to do his will. Somebody better shout with me. You can't tell me you represent God and you're committing every sin known to man. You can't tell me God called the sinner to save his people. It's not Bible. It's out of order. Let everything be done decently and in order. Good morning, Jacqueline. Good morning, Simone. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I want you to know that God is doing something. God called you out, ecclesia, not to act like them. God called you to be different. Hallelujah. He's not calling you to sit with an appointment. He's called you to sit under anointment. Somebody that has been forged by the power of God's word that is walking upright. Nobody is perfect, but if your preacher is sleeping with everybody, stealing, lying, and drinking, and cussing, and sleeping at the barroom, and going out on a Friday night, something is wrong. Something is wrong. They are not demonstrating. The Bible says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. My God, somebody help me here. It is sin what we're fighting. Sin is the enemy. My God, my God. And if you have sin all in you, how in the name of God can you fight it when you feel with it? Somebody help me here. Lord Jesus, go ahead, prophet. Prophet. My God, my God, my God. I want you to know that God have called, God have set. God's not setting to the people that you're hearing from. God's not setting all of these whoremongers into these houses called the church house. My God, and people are going in and they're living any kind of way and wondering why they're sick and wondering why they're poor and wondering why they're defeated and wondering why their children are on the street with guns instead of going to school because we have lived a hypocritical life and even our children don't want to go to church because they see the hypocrisy. Somebody help me here today. My God, my God, my God. I am here to share with you. Now, going verse 2, it says, Acts chapter 15, those of you that's following, it says, when therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and the elders about this question. They didn't go to the pastors first. They went to the apostles first. The problem with you and your problem is you go to pastor to solve what he don't have access to solve. My God, my God. When there was a problem in the first century church, they did not go to the pastor. They went to the apostles. The apostles have access, not the pastors. Oh, I'm not mad at the pastors, and I'm not talking against them because we need pastors that have a heart of God, that have a heart of concern. My God, we need some men who are understanding what it means to be a pastor. We need some men who are connected to the, to the first. Tell me, pastor, who's the first in your life? We wouldn't have divorces if we had first. We wouldn't have all of the tragedies that we're facing if we had first. Good morning, Carlin. My God, my God, my God, my God. If your heart is not right towards God and the kingdom building, ministries will overtake you. My God, you're absolutely right. And I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, God is saying something to us today. God's not, yes, you were a sinner when you were a sinner. But when God saved you, he didn't save you to go back to what you were doing. And he's not going to raise you up to be a leader to go and commit sin on the people. My God, you need to call that out. But before you could call that out, you need to be delivered. That is the reason why Jesus gave the ministry of deliverance to the apostles, to cast out the demons and to bring forth deliverance. So that you will never go back to what you once had. If you had proper covering in your life, you would not have to be facing the obstacles you are facing. My God, my God. If our fourth had first in their life, they would not be facing all of the situations that they are facing. I want you to know when there are problems in the kingdom, take it to the apostle. You're taking your problems to, you don't have no first. I'm sorry. You can't take it. So you take it to the fourth, who is the pastor, who do not have the power in order to deliver you. Go ahead on, Michael Hammond. Good morning, sir, Apostle. How you feeling? Glory to God. Ah, y'all done stirred me up this morning. Come on now. Come on. You see, if you seek first the kingdom, you're going to seek his righteousness. And what automatically happens? When you have the righteousness of God, all the things that come, supposed to come, will come. You don't have to pray for a car. The Holy Ghost knows when the car is wrong, knows when it's busted up, knows when it's time, because he'll put the desire in your heart. Yes, he will. He'll put the desire in your heart, and all you have to do after the desire comes in your heart, start thanking him for the desire. Start thanking for the desire. Glory to God. Apostle saying he's great. Amen. It is time that we set things in order. Now let me tell you something. I am not talking to tradition. I am not talking to religion, because you could set whatever you want. I am talking to the ecclesia. I am talking to those that God called out. That's who I'm talking to. I'm not mad with anybody. Oh, no, indeed. I wouldn't waste my life being mad. I wouldn't waste my life being sad. I have the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. I am filled with the glory of God, and God knows I have peace. I sleep every night, don't have no bills, ain't got to worry about nothing, and all things are working together for my good. I am excited about what God is doing, and my tomorrow is greater than my today. But I want to share with you, my brothers and sisters, the word of God to free you from the hell. We've been locked down, and God called you out, and you went put yourself under a bondage that God called you out of. Somebody help me today. My God, my God. Apostolic order and kingdom alignment. That is exactly right. That is what we need. If we don't have that, we don't have anything. Not pastoral order. My God, a pastor can't give you this, because he, in many cases, is out of order, because the pastor, who is the fourth in the apostolic order, do not have a first in his life. And what you do when you have trouble, you go to the fourth and you don't have a first. That's why you're still suffering the way you are suffering, because the fourth does not have access. The fourth is a caregiver. He doesn't have access to deliver you and set you free. And that is the reason why so many of God's people are living beneath the privileges that has been afforded them in the word of God. I know what I'm talking about today. The Bible says in Acts chapter 15, there were certain people that came down from Judea, Jerusalem, Judea, the place where the power of God was. But guess what? They had half truth. They didn't have the whole truth. And they started teaching the half truth when God had already shifted. I am saying to you, God called you out of that tradition that you were in so that you could have the fullness of what he's doing and not part of it. Somebody help me here. I'm not talking about people who dress a certain way and act like they got something. I'm not talking against them, but that's not where you need to be. Because God didn't tell us to put on no clothes. He told us to put on the Holy Ghost and truth and righteousness. We're supposed to put something on the inside of us, not on the outside. It's not in the ring, and it's certainly not in the cross around your neck. I don't care what nobody's saying. I got a lot of powerful people in this city that I know. I know them. And the word goes out to them. You could be whatever you want to be, but that's an appointment by man. But the anointing of God is greater than the appointment. I'd rather walk in the anointing of God, because he set me, as opposed to the appointment of man who has appointed me to something that probably don't reflect what God is doing. I'm not trying to be in the in crowd. Hello, somebody. First is not a bishop. First is not a bishop. First is not a bishop. Come on, apostles and prophets, if you believe that, say amen. Text me. First is not a bishop. Lord Jesus, somebody help me here. A bishop is not greater than an apostle. Somebody help me here. Somebody help me here. The word bishop is only mentioned a couple of times in Scripture, and you don't even know the function or the responsibility of a bishop because you don't know what it is. And now we follow the pattern of religion to follow that, and you don't understand. Religion is crying out saying, y'all don't know what y'all are doing. Lord, somebody better help me here. God help. Now let's go on. Paul was fussing and arguing because he knew truth and he knew the word. You know why Paul was successful? Because he had studied the word. He had studied the law. He had studied the Psalms. He knew the word. My God. He understood. And now he spent years studying truth. He spent 14 years on the backside of the desert studying the word of God with a new revelation. And God himself called the apostle and poured in and opened up an open portal and gave him an assignment. Somebody help me here. And gave him an assignment. And Paul now begins to walk in the assignment, and everything is now moving towards that assignment. I wish I knew what I was talking about today. And now the Judaizers, years later, 10, 15, 20 years, 30 years after Jesus is dead, they are still preaching to people that you have to be circumcised in the flesh. Somebody shout with me today. The Judaizers are going around saying what Jesus got rid of is what you're supposed to do in order to get saved. I am saying to you, salvation does not come through the circumcision of the flesh, but rather the circumcision of the heart, and that takes place in baptism. God does not circumcise the flesh. He circumcised the spirit, the heart of man. God deals with some of y'all been baptized, but you didn't get circumcised. Let me tell you that again. Some of y'all got baptized, but you didn't get circumcised. Somebody help me here today. Lord Jesus, you got baptized, but your heart wasn't circumcised. You're not saved according to the word of God because you went down wet and you dry. You came up the same way you went down. You were a sinner going down and a sinner coming up because there was not a circumcision of heart because you didn't even understand what was going on. Nobody taught you about the circumcision that was going to take place. They only dipped you in the water, but they didn't teach you what was going to happen. And you came up doing the same thing you went down doing. Somebody better shout with me today. But I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, God is circumcising our hearts, not our... Oh, Jesus, somebody help me here. Let me get another drink of this tea. My God, my God. They were teaching that people had to be circumcised in the flesh after the order of Moses. What God did through Moses is over. My God. There were types and shadows that you and I don't even study, so we don't even understand them. But Paul spent years studying, so when God used him, he didn't come out in ignorance, he came out in enlightenment. And what I want to decree to you today, that God wants you to get rid of the books you've been reading, and he wants you to go to him and study to show yourself approved, and the spirit of truth will lead you and not somebody's book. My God, somebody help me here. Pastors have to read a book to get a message. Apostles get a direct ascension from the Father. My God, remember you need to be uploaded, not downloaded. Kalibro satala braka. What you need to receive should come from the Father, not from your brother. Oh, my God, my God. I'm not saying you ought not read books. Go ahead and fill your mind with all the information you can. But when it comes to the direct revelation of God, I don't get it from a man. I get it from him. So they decided to go to the apostles. See, they didn't say they were going to the pastors. The problem with our people, they don't have a first in their life to help them. There is no connection with the fourth and the first. Therefore, most of your pastors have no fourth, no first in their life. That's the reason why they have direct access to the enemy, and they're operating from a spirit of divination and confusion because they do not have someone to fight all of that hell out of their own lives so that they can have the victory to help the people of God. Good morning, Connie. Good morning. My God, somebody help me here today. My God, thank you, Christina. Thank you. I am here to say that God has called you out of that foolishness. And I need you to arise and shine. I need you to understand that you have an uplink with the Holy Ghost, with the Father, and stop being downlink with people who don't have access to anything to help you with your situation. You've been sitting in those houses a long time, and you still need a boyfriend on the side. You still don't have any money. You still are going from pillar to post. You're still living in a defeated situation. And you think because you go to church and you have some position in the church that that's going to give you a spot in heaven. I decree and declare, my friends, if you don't get your heart right, you ain't on your way. Somebody help me here. Good job. Thank you, Gene. Good job. My God, Gene's in Haiti. My God. My God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He's hearing all the way from Haiti. My God, my God, my God. You need to recognize and realize, my brothers and sisters, that God wants to turn things right. There must be order, apostolic order. There is no apostles in your life. There are no firsts in your life. If there are no firsts in your life, how did you get to a fourth? Somebody help me. If there are no firsts in your life, how did you get to a fourth? Where did the fourth come from? If your fourth has no first, where did he come from? A rebellious person who decided he couldn't sit in the house no longer and he didn't want to listen to the preacher any longer. So he or she decided they was going to do their own thing and lied on the Holy Ghost and said God was moving them. Lord Jesus, Carmen said, Lord, help me. My God, my God. She says, I need this. I am saying something to you today. It is time that you and I stop walking in darkness, darkness of our spirit. My God, the Bible says they that sat in darkness, a light came to them. All of a sudden, the light, Jesus, came to them, and he started teaching them revelation, and they started fighting him. He said, why are you stoning the woman instead of forgiving her? They all had a rock in their hand ready to kill her. My God, my God. But what did Jesus say to them? He said, woman, go and sin no more. My God. Jesus had to teach those old hard-hearted people who always carried a stone, was always pointing their finger. He had to give enlightenment to what God meant. God wasn't trying to kill everybody. He wanted them to love. Love God first, then love your brothers. But they weren't operating out of love. They were operating out of lust. Why do you know she's doing what she's doing? Maybe it was your night and you got mad. Somebody help me here. Jesus did something that turned them all away, which tells me that they were not as perfect as they would have appeared with the rock in their hands. They threw the rock down. Whatever Jesus exposed, the Bible doesn't tell us, but whatever he exposed, it caused them to drop the rock and walk away. You know what? Their hearts was just as wicked as hers. And why do you, whose heart is wicked, have the authority to point your finger? Put away the pointing of the finger. My God, somebody help me here. Good morning, Mingo. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning. So now, guess what? Glory to God. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through certain cities, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. May I submit to you. Now listen to verse 4. And when they were come to Jerusalem, watch this, they were received. Who? Paul, and Barnabas and Titus and those who were with Paul went to Jerusalem. Who was in Jerusalem? The apostles.
Thank you for listening to our audio podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at Light City Church, on Instagram at official_LightCityChurch, and at Twitter at Light City Church. If you'd like to get more info from our services, call us at 504-279-1300 or always shoot us an email at lightcitynet@yahoo.com.